A general election is being held in Botswana, with the governing party expected to win a reduced majority in the face of tougher opposition after nearly 50 years in power. Correspondent President Ian Khama's Botswana Democratic Party has been losing support in some urban areas because of unemployment. The party has been in power since Botswana, which is rich in diamonds, became independent in 1966. Today's vote for some would be about change.
I'm here to vote because basically we all want change.
Yeah, I also have to agree with him. I expect my vote to bring change in this area because I feel things have just not been going the way they should be going. So, yeah, basically it's just all about change.
France is stepping up military action in northern Mali in an effort to combat what it says is a resurgence of Islamist activity. The French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, who is visiting West Africa, said it was important not to let Islamist militants regain control of the region.
It's true that there was an increase in terrorist attacks in northern Mali these past few weeks. It's because these groups want to overturn their defeat inflicted by French forces, and we can't let that evil come back. But France also has a responsibility, which is why the president asked that we reinforce our effort in northern Mali.
And clashes have broken out between striking mine workers and the police in South Africa. The miners from the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union, AMCU, were demanding diamond miner Diamond Core hire two full-time shop stewards, a call rejected by the company. Stephen Thateng speaks on behalf of the police.
We started to fire rubber bullets in their direction, and then four were injured and were taken to different hospitals in Kroonstad. All in all, 17 mine workers were arrested, and then they will be appearing on Monday at Kroonstad Magistrate Court. At this stage, the situation is calm.